Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The pregame party is in full swing here at the Rouses in the CBD on Barone Street. Scott Alexander, Steve Geller, hanging out with First Take on WWL Saints Radio. Joining us right now, Tim Acosta, the Rouses marketing manager, and also, I'm going to say, the chairman of the tailgating board. There's so many great things right here. We've been walking around checking out all the different items you can bring to a tailgate party.
Absolutely.
From the sandwiches, from even the small little burritos I saw that look fantastic.
Right.
And obviously, And all your beverage and alcoholic needs are here as well to bring over to the Superdome for game day or any day.
Any
really.
Day, right. Whether you're going to the game or you're watching the game at home, you know, we definitely got everything you need for the game. So glad to have you guys here. So it's good to see you. And it's second Thursday game in a row. So
it's like unusual to have two home games on Thursdays back-to-back, but I know I say this a lot, but this is my home store.
Right.
Like, I literally live one block away, and I come here three or four times a week, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. I mean, that's how much I love this store. It's got everything you possibly need, and it's not one of these giant superstores, but it's got everything you need.
Right.
I love it.
No, it's a great store, great location. You know, it's worked out perfect for us down here in the CBD, everything going on with all the condos and everything. Things looks like it's slowly getting back to normal now.
Amen,
you know,
right.
but still the pandemic. But, you know, every day is a different day. But it's getting better and better, you know. So a lot more people out in the streets. I think a lot more folks are coming into town. And it's good. It's good. It's good to see everybody out here in all that black and gold getting ready for the game.
I was just going to say, I mean, look at this crowd right here. I mean, you got the pregame coming. We're, you know, a little about 3 hours away, right? No, 2 hours away from kickoff, right? 2 hours, 20 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Somewhere around that time. No, but everybody's getting their supplies. But it's holiday season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, because I've been here during the holidays. I was here last year. It's crazy in here. Do y'all have anything special going on?
Oh, well, I mean, We could be, you know, full blown with everything on the prepared foods from our deli, you know, with all the party trays and holiday parties. Get a lot of catering orders, you know, a lot of alcohol, you know, a lot of wines and beer, and everybody's getting ready. I believe they're really going to celebrate this year again. You know, Thanksgiving business was great, and we're looking forward to Christmas and New Year's. And
you guys took great care of us during Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
all
no
of us
problem.
Were working
and
at
it
the
was,
radio station.
I told so many people that how great the food was. It's not even a joke. I was sitting there because this is the first Thanksgiving I've ever had without family or significant other.
It's a little different working, right?
And it was phenomenal, though. I mean, I have to say, I took one and played home, too. I ate one at the thing, took one home, and ate when I got home after the Saints lost last week. But it was great. Now, thank you for that.
Yeah, no, that's what we always say. You can get a home-cooked meal without having to cook it yourself at home,
yes.
You know, just by getting one of our dinners or our sides or anything you need from our delis and all that. So our team back there, they do a great job in all of our store locations, you know, so it's good.
Yeah, definitely me and my wife also. Team Rouses, we have one we go to all the time in the Metairie area.
Metairie, right.
And it definitely feels more than just a supermarket. I don't want to be too corny or anything, but it's definitely somewhere where you kind of go and there's plenty of things to taste and try and different things to get as well from a coffee to something to eat kind of thing.
We always want to have the latest and the greatest for everybody. You know, we're starting to do some more tastings and samplings in the stores now. It's a great place where you go, where you meet your family, your friends. It's home, you know. It's all part of
it. That's what I was going to say. It feels like home when I
That's
come
correct.
Here.
That's correct, right. So it feels like home, tastes like home. You know, there's no place like home, you know. So it's the best place to be.
Hey,
so.
Man, you got any more homes, any more Rouses going to be opening up soon in the area?
No, not right now. I mean, we're taking care of everything right now. We have a remodel at our airline store right now.
Okay.
That's going on, so we're getting that wrapped up. We're planning probably not this coming year, but year after next, we'll have a replacement store for one of our existing stores down in Houma. So,
okay.
You know, So that's the only thing we got planned for next year. With the new, with the COVID and everything and the supply, it takes so long to get equipment and all. So
right.
Yeah, like 18 months out just to get equipment to build one of these new stores. So next year we probably won't have a whole lot new going on, just some refocusing on some remodels. But year after that, we'll have more coming online. So watch for it.
Well, just keep this one open for sure. I love this store.
Not going nowhere. Great, great, great.
So how are you feeling about the game with all these Saints injuries? And I know this Dallas team they've struggled of late, but they're looking pretty good this season. But this Saints squad, at least we're getting a little bit of a spark now with Taysom Hill in the mix.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. We definitely need something to, get some fresh, get some
energy, right?
Some fresh energy, yeah.
Blood
yeah,
flowing.
Yeah. I think they're going to win tonight, without a doubt, So they got
without a doubt, we heard. All right, that sounds like me every week.
Yeah.
All
right. Here we go. I like that.
I guarantee this.
You got to have hope.
No,
know?
I haven't.
You ain't got hope, So, but yeah, you got to hope for the best. So.
Appreciate your time.
Tim
Acosta, the Rouse's marketing manager and CEO, chairman of the tailgating board here at WWL Saints Radio. Well, coming back with more First Take here on Saints Radio, Scott Alexander, Steve Geller with more after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Feeling that brass coming back from the break here on WWL Saints Radio, gearing you up for a 7:20 kickoff in the Caesars Superdome between the New Orleans Saints and the Dallas Cowboys. 7:20 kickoff. Welcoming in now WWL's Mike Dettillier. Mike D's Notebook is brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional Health System. Mike, how you doing this Thursday night?
I'm great. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Always appreciate the time, Mike. And looking at this Dallas Cowboys team, a guy that's been having a heck of a season for them, obviously quarterback Dak Prescott back off that ankle injury and not really looking like he's having any ill effects.
No, listen, Zach's played, terrific all season long. He's a guy, Louisiana guy from Houghton, and spent some time with him. He was a two-time visitor to the Manning camp as a counselor and told me the story about he almost came to LSU at the final moments after he had verbally committed to Mississippi State. And it was his mom that said, nope, you committed to Mississippi State, and you're not going back on that commitment. And, man, just well, look at a run
Mike had. Sorry, Mike, did Les want Dak to play safety at all?
He had told me he had been promised he would get a shot at quarterback.
Okay.
Now, some people have run with different stories. That's not what he told me.
I got you.
You know, but everybody got his spin on what was going to happen. But he did tell me that he had got assurances from Coach Miles that he would get to play quarterback. Now, if he stayed there, might have been a different story. But you know, think about that move to Mississippi State and what happened with him and Mullen there. I mean, you know, it changed Mississippi State football at that moment because he was a huge impact player for State. And, you know, he's come in here and done an outstanding job for the Cowboys. He's got a bit of a streaky streak in him as a passer. But, man, he's mobile. He's a big guy. He's tough. He's accurate with his throws. And when his mechanics are good, he is dangerous as a passer downfield. And he's got some weapons around him, too, when you look at that wide receiver core. So he's the leader with the Cowboys, and he's the guy Jerry thinks can get him deep into the playoffs or possibly even a Super Bowl.
Hey, Mike, speaking of those weapons you're talking about, obviously they're getting players back on the Cowboys while the Saints are still having to sit players that aren't completely healthy from injury. Who are the guys in this game that the Saints defense needs to worry about the most? I mean, in years past, it's been Amari Cooper, of course, but has CeeDee Lamb taken that threshold, has become the guy for the Cowboys?
You better believe it. You know, he scares the bejesus out of you every time he catches the ball. He's not what you want to say, prototype as a receiver. He's a tall, real, thin-based, lengthy guy. Most of these guys today look like kind of junior tight ends. But that's not CeeDee Lamb. But, man, he's got great eye-hand coordination, his ability to adjust so well to the football. Scott, you saw him at Oklahoma. And he's not someone that you think is a super fast guy, but when he catches the ball, he can plant his foot and then he's off to the races. You better catch him and fast, because he is fast once he catches it. And where I see the biggest improvement with CeeDee Lamb is his route running skills and his setup ability. Because I think at Oklahoma, he was sort of beating guys with his speed and his natural talent to go up and get the football. Where I've seen the big improvement with CeeDee is his route running skills and sort of set you up and kind of click the heels, and then he's headed in another direction. He's a big-time weapon along with Ezekiel Elliott for them. And they're a loaded football team on offense when they're healthy. They're as dangerous a team as there is in the National Football League when everybody's healthy.
Well, I know most of the guys on that offensive line, unfortunately, are healthy, unlike the Saints line. Terrence Steele, I know, out for this game. Probably Lael Collins coming up at the right tackle spot. But, man, at right guard, Zach Martin has really been a consistent producer for them.
He's one of the league's best offensive guards. I go back to that 2014 draft class. He's coming out. And Jerry wanted Johnny Manziel. I mean, he really wanted him. He saw Romo at the end of his career and a lot of injuries, and he wanted Manziel. But it was his son, Stephen Jones, that talked him out of it and said, Zach Martin's the more higher-rated player. Let's go with Zach. And he talked his dad out of picking Manziel. That was a real smart decision. Man, Zach Martin's been one of the elite offensive guards in this business. And not only he came into the league. He had played some tackle at Notre Dame because he's from the Indianapolis, Indiana area. And he had played tackle, but then they kicked him inside. It's a great spot for him. He had always been a noted run blocker, but, man, he's a really good pass protector too. And tonight I think they're going to lean a little bit on him to help out, you know, without Terrence Steele in the lineup on that right side. But as a run blocker, pass protector, that list of guys ahead of him, it don't take long to call the roll.
Mike, what separates this Cowboys team, in my opinion, is with the way the defense is playing. And the, you know, you get a rookie, Micah Parsons, coming in from Penn State, who played middle linebacker for the Nittany Lions, now on the outside, terrorizing quarterbacks. He has 7 sacks in the last 4 games. I mean, let that sink in. 7 sacks is a good season for a lot of people. He's had it in a quarter of a season in the last 4 games. He's got a crazy amount of tackles for loss. I think it's 16 or something. So what is the difference for this guy that's a rookie that not only will be the rookie defensive player of the year, but he could be the defensive player of the year in the entire NFL? I mean, do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, he's super talented, and he's always been a guy. Now, he didn't play last year. He opted out early when the Big Ten had decided they weren't going to play football. Now, all of a sudden, the Big Ten saw that the SEC and the ACC were starting to pass the collection plate, and they jump right back in. Hey, we're playing. But Mike had already made that decision. It was the Pistons' decision that he was coming out early. Man, he is some talented. The big difference is, Scott, is that he had been an off kind of linebacker. He had played off the ball. Now they're playing him because of what happened at defensive end to DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory. They moved him more toward being a defensive end, and he's played that spot as a pass rusher. Man, is he super quick off the snap. His ability to use his arms and his hands and his speed and get up the field. A lot of people have written about he might be the next LT. Now, you might be jumping the gun because I don't know if I'll live long enough to see another Lawrence Taylor. But he
but
has been a tilt
a
the field. Yeah, he has been a tilt the field player for the Cowboys as a pass rusher. But what's unique is that also he can play that kind of that off linebacker position. Also, they're using him there because of what had happened with the suspension and injuries to DeMarcus Lawrence and Gregory. And, man, with the Saints hurting at both tackle positions, and they move him around. They sort of move him left and right. It's going to be real difficult. You better get rid of that football fast is all I'm telling you. And he's 245 pounds of muscle and speed. And you better get more than a hat on a hat on him. You better get somebody else to help.
Yeah, Mike, when you look at the Saints' offensive line and the issues they've had with the injuries now going into this game, definitely a daunting task against this formidable Cowboys front. How are you feeling about this matchup? I know it's been 4 disappointing losses for this team now. Is there a brighter future ahead for this black and gold squad? How do they pull out this game against the Dallas Cowboys team that's on that now already climbed to a 6-point favorite?
Well, when you don't have your 2 starting tackles in Kamara, it's pretty difficult.
Right.
I'm going to be honest. You know, Superman ain't coming out and flying in to save you at this spot. You are who you are. And all I know with Taysom is they hope he can give them a spark. But if I'm the Cowboys, man, I play 8 men up on the line of scrimmage and say, okay, you're going to beat me. I dare you to throw it downfield. I dare you to make the big play downfield. And I think that's probably what you're going to see from the Cowboys. They're going to play a lot of people up front and try to stop the run. But, man, Taysom's got to hit on some throws downfield. And the other thing, too, is you just hope the Saints receivers can get open, and once they get open, make the catch afterwards. You know, we've seen such inconsistency from the pitch and catch part of the game. And when you're missing, you know, a right tackle and a left tackle as good as Ramczyk and Armstead. And, man, it's tough. And we all know this offense flows through Alvin Kamara. No matter what, it flows through him. But, you know, and the other thing with Tua is we know that Taysom's is really not 100% healthy with that plantar fascia injury. You can try to play through it, but still you're not the same. But we're going to see a lot of power running, especially in short yardage red zone spots, and hopefully make some conversions there. But I think the Cowboys are going to try to jam the line of scrimmage, stop the Saints' running game, and Taysom has got to hit on some big plays in the passing game downfield, because I think it's going to be there. You're going to have a lot of one-on-one situations to make downfield. You just got to make them.
Hey, give the fans hope on the defensive side of the ball. What do they need to do to stop this potent offense? Because, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, he had some flashes in the middle of the year against the Giants. I believe he had a huge game in the Carolina Panthers. But lately, he's only been getting 9, 10 carries. He's only getting 25, 30, 40 yards, 50 in a game. What do they need to do to stop that offense, the Dallas Cowboys? Because that, to me, the defense is going to have to win this game for the Saints.
Yeah, I agree with you, Scott. They got to stop the run first. And I think the Cowboys with Zeke and Pollard are going to try to run the football. And, you know, it's part of how they're built. But, you know, again, they do have those weapons on the outside. And the Saints' defensive line has got to get pressure on Dak. They cannot let him have time to put a football downfield. Or he's going to find C.D. Lamb. He's going to find Zeke. He's going to find Schultz at tight end. It just is what it is. At this stage, the way you're built, if this becomes a game in the 20s, it's not good for you. You got to keep this a low-scoring game. And it's crazy, the last two games, even with Drew Brees and company and the talent you had, it was 12-10, 13-10. I mean, that's as nutty as could be. But it goes to show you the matchups and how Dallas's defense did a really good job matching up against the Saints' offense. You know, if you're scoring 13 points, you got no shot in this game. You got no shot. You got to get this game into the 20s, but you can't get into a shootout with them, because if that's the case, then the Cowboys are going to win it.
WWL's Mike DiTullio, you hear more of him on the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff coming up after us. Always appreciate the time, Mike.
All right, guys, y'all take care.
Take care, buddy.
Mike D's Notebook brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional Health System. Steve Geller and Scott Alexander here on First Take, getting you ready for a 7:20 kickoff in the Caesar Superdome. These Saints got to stop a four-game slide. It's got to happen tonight, Thursday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. Coming back with more after the break here on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Pre-game action here at Rouse's Market here in the CBD. Scott Alexander and Steve Geller hanging out on First Take WWL Saints Radio. Kickoff in the Caesars Superdome. 7:20 tonight, Dallas Cowboys are in town looking to give the Saints their first victory in their last four tries. And we got a little bit of housekeeping to do here, Scott. Some transactions for the black and gold heading into this game. Linebacker Chase Hansen, guard Forrest Lamp have been elevated from the practice squad. Wide tackle Caleb Benock, the defensive tackle Albert Huggins, and fullback Adam Prentice have been signed to the practice squad, and unfortunately, another name has been added to the injured reserve list for the black and gold in defensive end. Tano Passan, playing today, has missed the last couple of games as well, but now also heading to injured reserve for the Saints. Another defensive end out.
Yeah, I mean, that, before Davenport came back, he was leading the team in sacks. Now Davenport is, and he's out as well. This team, they just keep taking the hits, and you're talking about now Cam Jordan has picked up his sack total up to four when he had zero for quite a while. But you need the bookends, and you don't really have it right now.
Amen to that.
And Peyton Turner out. Obviously, Marcus Davenport, you know, both first-round picks, and Passanio was really playing well as well. That's three guys rushing the passer that you don't have in there at defensive end. So you're relying on Carl Granderson and others to do that job, but you don't, that means you don't have the rotation anymore. And, you know, these guys get tired. Cam's playing every down just about. Whereas you see the opposite with the Buffalo Bills last week. They have a great defensive line. They have seven or eight guys playing regularly, 50% each just about, and the Saints don't have that luxury.
Yeah, and without the guys up front, it makes it harder, obviously, to get this pass rush going. It's been a struggle all season long to put any pressure on the quarterbacks. It seemed like they're having too much time back there, and that's going to be a bad recipe against a Dallas Cowboys team, like you just mentioned, that has a ton of weapons. But this dome field advantage hopefully can pull something out this game.
It's got to. I mean, the dome field advantage, obviously the spark with Taysom Hill, that's going to be your biggest hope. Because, listen, when this Cowboys offense is clicking, they've got two running backs with two very different styles, and they're both very good. Tony Pollard's come on into his own this season after being a spot player for the last couple of years. And then Ezekiel Elliott's your power guy. I mean, he gets you those tough yards on third and one, fourth and one. You know, he's got 8 of the 10 rushing touchdowns because he gets the ball down by the goal line, too. And then you talk about these receivers.
Right. They're able to
I mean, CeeDee Lamb has become
easily.
A star in the league, and Amari Cooper has already been a star. And then you have Gallup and Cedric as well, Wilson. I mean, so – and then the tight end, too, has got 4 touchdowns. So, there's no weaknesses on that offense. So, you're going to have to count on that crowd being loud. Who Dat Nation, you have to come through for this team right now. They're battling injuries, and they haven't had a 5-game losing streak in Sean Payton's entire – career as a coach with the Saints since 2006, and we know this is the only head coaching job he's ever had. So this would be a first tonight if they lost, and he had lost 5 in a row, because that's just never happened.
Yeah, definitely a first that we don't want to be in attendance for.
But, you know, we've seen so many of these games, and I know it didn't work last week, but we do at least have an experienced running back as opposed to last week. You have a different quarterback, which will hopefully help. Last week was a helpless feeling. They had that great record in holidays. That went by the wayside. We know how great they usually are in prime time. But they embarrassed themselves last week. There's no doubt about it. You can't even candy coat that a bit. It was embarrassing. And I just can't see two primetime Thursday night games that they embarrass themselves like that. Because, you know, the NFL and obviously the networks were, like, salivating because they love the Saints. They get great ratings during prime time.
Right, they've always been must-see TV. The offense has been, you know.
The number one rated team watching, as opposed to around, across the country, the Saints are. And then now they're almost becoming a laughingstock around, among the league, pundits that, you know, do the shows all day long.
Well, we all knew this drop-off. I at least expected, obviously, a drop-off in this offense with no Drew Brees at quarterback. But it's been monumental this year, and I think – that it's unfair to put it on anybody because of the injuries. And I know that's a part of the game, but, man, you look at the number of injuries and to who they've occurred
that's
to on
thing.
This team.
It's not just injuries. They're who they're getting to. Your Pro Bowl players, right?
Right, and your Pro Bowl players and all your starters, and it just seems that that there's you're left with, and I keep talking about this, a preseason roster for a regular season game, and it's just a terrible recipe. On the offensive side, it's been rough, and that creates the problems for the defense remaining out on the field too long.
Yeah, Mickey Loomis, the general manager, was on the Saints coaches show Monday, and he put out a stat that was astounding. I mean, they've literally missed in injuries to starters one-third of the team. I mean, like, I'm talking about when you talk about 73 games, I think these starters have missed, as opposed, you know, total, you know, whatever the possibility could be. It was one-third of the entire roster wasn't playing. That's a lot of starters. I mean, you know, it's one thing when you say, because when you have 22 starters, we're talking about 7 or 8 right there. And that's regular. We've had games where we've had 11 or 12 out. I mean, listen, you don't want to use excuses, but the fact is the Saints were already lean because they had to let people go because of the big salaries they had to give the two offensive linemen. Of course, Michael Thomas is albatross of a salary, and Alvin Kamara needed to get paid. So that meant you had to let go some great players already. The two D tackles, Malcolm Brown, Sheldon Rankins, obviously Jack Rabbit, Jennings, Janoris Jennings. There's a ton of guys that the Saints didn't have already, and now you're getting that much leaner. Now you're getting into practice players on a regular basis, and that's not a recipe for winning in the NFL.
Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Want to hear from you, Houdat Nation. Coming back with more First Take right after this on WWL Saints Radio. Scott Alexander and Steve Giller.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
The Oakland Heart Rolex time check. 2 hours, 27 minutes till our kickoff in the Caesar Superdome between the Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints. Another Thursday night action, back-to-back Thursday games for this black and gold team. Last week they had to deal with the short week. This week at least, a full week of prep and rest going against this Dallas Cowboys squad that's all been struggling. They've lost three of their last four. The Saints team trying to avoid five straight losses. And I know things have been bad in the past. I was not around for those 1980s years, but I cannot remember, obviously, a losing skid like this for this black and gold team, even though there are no lean 7-9 years.
Well, they did not right. Under Peyton. No, certainly, I was around for every year that the Saints have been around. Then in the 70s, I saw a lot of this, and obviously the bottom out year in 1980 when they went 1-15. But you don't expect this under a Sean Payton team. But like you said, seriously undermanned. Peyton is still one of the best coaches in the NFL. There's no doubt about it. I don't think there's any of maybe one or two that you might even consider trading for him, but I will take Peyton all day long. That's why I'm giving the Saints a fighting chance to do something special tonight and win this game.
It really is the best reality TV show out there, the NFL, because the beginning of the year, early on, folks were even talking about how Coach Peyton might be up for Coach of the Year for the job he's doing. Obviously, that's been silenced after this four-game skid.
At 5-2, there's no doubt. I mean, with what he had to deal with the new quarterback. And I mean, right now, if he went on a four-game win streak again, you know, you'd have to give it to him. I mean, that's what impressive job he was doing. But when you start down to third stringers and practice players starting, it just becomes a different story. But he will never use that as an excuse. He never has. I mean, he feels that he can coach his team to victories. It didn't work last week, but I think you'll see a better shot of it tonight.
I know we got Wayne on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Wayne, how's it going today?
Good, guys. How y'all doing out there?
We are wonderful hanging out at Rouse's.
Yeah, I'm about to head on down to the game, guys, but I'm just calling in to say, man, you know, I've been a Saints fan 1967, went to the first game my dad took me to when the franchise started, so I'm a diehard Saints fan, but I think we're going to have a hard time running the ball tonight with our offensive line. injuries, and I think Dallas is going to stack the box on us. And then they're going to make Taysom have to throw it. If we're going to beat them, I don't think they're going to let us run the ball. I just wanted to see what you guys think about that.
Well, I want to ask you a question. With Taysom in, what kind of spark do you think he can give us, and what advantage does that give the Saints that they didn't have with Simeon?
Well, you know, I agree with that totally, other than the fact that, you know, man, you got to have some guys blocking, and, you know, we hurt on the O-line for sure. So I hope our other guys can step up and block for him to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, I think the mobility of Taysom Hill, he's going to need to use that today. Obviously, hopefully that foot injury does not hamper him from being mobile, because I expect the Cowboys to bring the pass rush often tonight to try and throw this team off their game.
Listen, they had like 3 first downs, I mean, at the end of the half, and I think 1 or 2 of them were by penalty, the Saints. I mean, it just was helpless feeling. At least Taysom can run you to a few first downs and extend a drive instead of having the 3 and outs and keeping the defense back on the field. But you're right. I mean, that was that gleam of hope was having – even if Kamara was out, if you had your tackles in to go along with, you know, Mark Ingram coming back, I think that would have obviously helped the defense – I mean, the offense a whole lot. Ingram by himself will help this offense. But you're still without 3 starters now on the offensive line. 2 of them are Pro Bowlers.
Yeah,
it's going to be an uphill battle. But listen, I'm here to give hope. I'm here to give hope, and the hope is
where is that hope for this team right now? It's got to. Where are these playmakers that we need, either on the offensive side or special teams?
That's
obviously,
what,
number one, it comes to mind is Deontay Harris.
You just took the word out of my mouth. Deontay Harris, special teams. You got to get a play there. You got to maybe make a big play on defense.
Somebody's that got juice, right?
Yeah, you know, they have great defensive players who are playmakers, you know, that can get defensive touchdowns or at least give you ball, you know, in the red zone of the other team on a turnover or something. So these things have to happen. The offense, you're hoping for at least 2 touchdowns from them. I mean, 3 would be helpful, but then you have to get a big play from somewhere else. But the defense has to stop the Dallas Cowboys, and that's going to be a tall task as well, because the offense obviously struggling, but the defense is going up against, when healthy, one of the best offenses in the National Football League, and that's the Cowboys. So it seems like I'm not giving hope, but we do have that crowd, so just don't go down 14-0 in the first quarter, and there's your hope.
There's a little hope, too. We saw how much the missing coaches from the Saints affected them this year because of the COVID restrictions. Now this Dallas Cowboys team has a similar situation. They don't even have their head coach today. Maybe that throws their game off as well, to a point where, you know, the Superdome is going to be raging. This offense might be befuddled against that Houdat crowd, and these coaches are not going to be as ready as a Mike McCarthy might be, or the players might not be listening as much. I don't know. I'm looking for any kind of grasping for any kind of straw here.
No, you are grasping, but it's a good grasp, because there is precedence. When your coaches aren't there, you might not play as well. And I've made the argument that Dak Prescott's been in this offense long enough, and so have some of these skill position players, particularly Elliott and Mark Cooper. But that coach is not being there will have an effect. Now, the crowd's going to have to play their part. They have to get loud, and they have to make the Dallas offense think twice and not get the snap count right.
Well, another pregame action fun here at the Rouse's Market on the CBD. We've been laughing, a little bit of drinking, some eating.
Great crowd here, by the way, at Rouse's. Come get your pregame refreshments.
You know, when we were set up here at the checkout counter, it was kind of daunting at first, but I love, like you said, all this constant flow of action coming in and out, seeing the Saints fans coming in for this game. I'm Steve Geller, along with Scott Alexander, here on WWL Saints Radio. Up next, the Bud Light countdown to kickoff. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!